It's 7 minutes now after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope, and it's the fourth Tuesday of the month, and that means we get an update from Windham Area Health. Emily Masters is with us. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
It seems like it's been a while since we've got to talk with you.
Yeah.
So you had a meeting last night.
We did. We had a meeting last night. I thought I'd give you a little bit of update on our financials first, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we had pretty decent volumes in July. We had our net operating revenue was just over $3.2 million against a budget of about $3 million. So we had really good volumes. We had expenses, though, too. And so we ended up in the red by about $6,392 July.
Well, that's pretty flat.
Pretty close.
That's not too bad.
Yep. But what's important to understand, too, is we had a budget of negative $143,000. So, you know, we've got a growth strategy, as you know.
Right.
And so we've hired new providers, and anytime you're building those new services and things. So we anticipated some of the more negative financial months this year, kind of planned for that. And, you know, overall, we're budgeting positive, but knew that some of these earlier months in the fiscal year might have some of that. So we actually outperformed what we thought we were going to.
Substantially outperformed. Yeah.
The volumes, when we looked at just patient revenue from last July, we had a 15% increase over those numbers. So we can see that growth. That's positive. And we anticipate more of that. One of the things, and I'm not sure if somebody's mentioned it to you on the program before, about our OBGYN physician, Dr. Hinshaw, is actually on military leave.
Yes.
Yes. So we're about halfway through that. We know that he is doing okay. And yeah, he's in Iraq
which is good
somewhere.
To know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But we're looking forward to getting him back, which, you know, affects our volumes a little bit too there.
Now, you kind of had people filling in for
him.
We
do,
too,
yes.
Though,
we
right?
have Dr. Berger that comes periodically. So we still have those services available, but just not on a full time basis until he's back. Yep. Yeah. So that's interesting. You know, we've got a couple new surgeons. You can't see it right out your window here, but you could, if you look across the road, you can see the billboard with our new Dr. Kamlitz and Dr. Grigorite. And they are really ramping up. You know, we know that takes some time as well, but we had 80 surgeries budgeted in July, and we had 88 procedures performed.
Okay.
So outperformed surgery numbers there. We are seeing that ramp up. And then one thing I just wanted to point out, if anybody ever is curious enough to look, if you think about our emergency room, you'd think those volumes are pretty up and down, you know, unpredictable, you'd think. But actually, that's one of our departments that's very, very predictable from a volume standpoint.
Really?
Yeah. So we anticipate about 340 emergency room visits every month, and we had 354 this month. We had 353 last month, and it's just spot on, right around that same amount.
Well, so the first thing that comes to mind with me is that seems like a lot of, you know.
Yeah, over the month.
To be that consistent from month to month,
it's amazing.
Really interesting.
And yeah, fun fact for today.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
But a couple more things just about our emergency room is ours is pretty unique in that we staff it with medical doctors. A lot of our surrounding hospitals have moved to more of a advanced practice provider model where they're staffing it with nurse practitioners or physician assistants, which is good care too, but that's kind of a differentiator for us is that we staff ours 24 hours a day with medical doctors. And more so in the last year, we have three mainstays. So we've employed Dr. Youssef, which we've talked about, Dr. Hanstein and Dr. Nkumsa, who are all three our providers, not through a staffing agency, which is a part of the equation, not going to lie. That's all part of it.
Sure.
But having those three really consistent providers has really helped our emergency room statistics and figures. So one of those statistics is called a transfer rate. That means how many people coming in to the emergency room get transferred out. And we were hovering a couple years ago right around 18%, which was high. So a couple things we did was employed those providers like I just talked about. So we have a little bit more of that consistency. And then also we started our hospitalist program. So now 7 days a week, we have somebody on site that can work with our clinics to admit patients to the hospital, work with our emergency room to admit patients to the hospital. And we've brought down that transfer rate to 10%.
Oh, wow.
Which is much more in
almost
line
in half.
Much more in line with industry standards and where we want that to be. And so I know that there's, you know, I'll say the thought process out there that we're kind of a Band-Aid station, right? Where you come in, you just get transferred out anyways. We're really working hard to change that. And we're keeping a lot more patients here at our hospital. As long as that's provide, you know, we can provide that safe care and it's appropriate, we're going to keep them. So that, you know, keeps patients close to home, families close to home without having that transfer.
It makes sense that anytime you can get the services you need without being shipped out,
it's
a good thing.
Right, yeah. So I just wanted to point that out. And that's something that we've worked really hard on over the last couple of years. And then another thing we talked about in our board meeting last night was our new clinic that's opening. Actually, yesterday, we have a new outreach clinic that's opened up in Trimont, Minnesota. So if you've watched the news, you maybe have heard that Fairmont Hospital has really constricted its services over there. And so we're in a trajectory where we're doing the opposite, right? We're growing. And so we're trying to think of how can we provide some of those gaps and fill some of those gaps with services over towards that Fairmont area. So there is an existing clinic in Trimont that we're operating out of. And for now, it is general surgery over there as well as urology. And then when Dr. Hinshaw comes back, he will spend some time over there as well. So like I said, there was an existing medical clinic, so it worked out well. And then there is a primary care provider. His name is Dr. Bakkenberg, and he actually will operate out of that clinic too. He's not our provider, but we'll kind of coexisting in the same space. So he does the primary care services. We'll be doing the specialty services and kind of, coexisting in that space. So.
I really think it is interesting and obviously successful, the plan and how the hospital is approaching growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, taking their time and looking for needs, looking for, you know, the best areas to grow and not trying to be everything for everybody, but growing in the areas that Southwest Minnesota needs.
Right, right. And not, you know, our partners here in town, Avera and Sanford, they've got primary care covered, you know, so so we're trying to fill in what are we missing? How can we complement that? So specialties is where we're focusing. Yeah.
Well, it definitely is successful so far. And another clinic opening yesterday kind of says it all.
Right. Yes. We're excited about that.
Very good. All right. What else do we have?
You know, it's getting a little chillier. And so now people are maybe thinking about fall things.
Fall's
more.
The
Halloween's going to be just around the corner. We are planning on the return of our Spooky Path event now that we don't have the construction and the parking to deal with. So look for that. More information to come. And then our auxiliary has a Halloween bake sale set for the 30th of October.
Did I hear the path is bigger, longer now than it used to be? Or is it the same distance around?
Well, we added a little bit longer. So we created that new parking lot right when you turn into Hospital Drive so that you can park and walk. And then we have a sidewalk connector from that parking lot to the path.
Okay.
So it's a little bit longer. And then we are planning for an extension around the new pond.
Okay.
So we'll be looking at that for the future.
It's nice. And that gets used a lot, too.
It gets used so much. It's fun to see community members out there using it.
And before we started, we were talking about just the amount of traffic and the amount of people that are coming and going. And it's always busy, it whether is. They're going inside or just walking the path.
Yes, it is. A lot of traffic going through there.
Very much so. All right, Emily, anything else we need to add today?
I think that's it.
That is a lot.
Thank
a
you.
Lot going on. Emily Masters, thank you very much for
You're
coming
welcome.
In
Thanks
and
for having me.
Us. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.